All right. The DRB is reconvening after a recess and will continue its February 24th meeting. We are on agenda item 17. These are all sketch plots. The first one is PR 2019-3051, PS 2021-23 for Thurgood RVT at 4635 and 4639 Grande Northwest. And Mr. Archuleta is back. And these, I do not need to swear you in, and you're well introduced. So go ahead and proceed.
Madam Chair, it's still there. My apologies. It's still there. I hear an echo. No?
You're fine here.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a request for 2-4 lot subdivision. It should be somewhat of a familiar property to the board. Back in 2019, it was presented as a 5-lot subdivision. Since then, the application has been adjusted to 4 lots. The property is developed with 2 single family residences. One of them, as part of this, in conjunction with this process, will be removed on proposed lot 5A. So we're here today for updated comments for a 4-lot subdivision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on this item? I don't see anyone. Water Authority for comments.
Hello, Derek. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Availability statement 190804 was previously issued for this for the proposed 5-lot subdivision, which is the older proposal at the time. Given that it has expired and a new proposal is for a 4-lot subdivision, a new availability statement is required. Now, an infrastructure list is required, which includes a four-inch water line and 8-inch sewer line that will extend to the subdivision. But ultimately, the availability statement will provide those official requirements. Keep in mind, the 6-inch water line would be required in lieu of the 4-inch. If a fire hydrant is needed, and that could involve some upsizing of existing water line in Grand, as that water line is a 4-inch. As we know, a fire hydrant cannot connect to a 4-inch water line. It would have to be upsized. So you'll need to have, you'll need to confirm with the fire marshal to determine if a new fire hydrant is required for this development. And if it is, then you may also have some offsite upsizing as well. But that information needs to be submitted as part of the request for availability statement. Also, easement note C and D shall include both public water and sanitary sewer easement language. Do not separate them as you have. You have 1 12.5-foot water and 1 12.5-foot sewer. No, they need to both be included as public water and sewer. I do appreciate that the easements combined equal 12.5 feet and the easements aren't split per the DPM. So thank you for that. In other words, please just include a 12.5-foot public water and sewer easement and 12.5-foot public water and sewer easement. And please provide more dimensioning, as it's not very clear as to the extent of those easements. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. All 4 proposed lots meet contextual standards and are between 0.1798 acres and 2.2997 acres, and no objections at this time.
Thank you.
Mr. BSR?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab BSR. I just wanted to confirm that the building has to be removed before the plotting action can be approved.
Okay, good comment.
Thank you.
All right. You know what you're doing this afternoon, Mr. Archuleta.
Yes. Okay.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Summerfelt, Parks and Rec. Parks has no comments.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of December 12, 2020. We have no objection. Please note, each individual lot will require an approved grading and drainage plan prior to building permit. which must follow the aforementioned approved grading and drainage plan for the Thurgood subdivision.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wiffenbarger with Transportation. Please follow minimum requirements for private access easement width and roadway width per the new DPM based on the number of lots. Sidewalk is required on each side of this new easement for four lots per the DPM. Provide a roadway cross section prior to approval. Also a minimum 5-foot sidewalk is required on Grande Drive. Per the new DPM requirement, sufficient right-of-way will be needed for this requirement. Any deviation would require a width waiver. And develop an infrastructure list for the proposed private roadway route improvements. A work order would be needed.
Okay, thank you.
Lenny?
This is Maggie Gold. Sorry, I lost my cursor there for a moment. So all of the standard plat comments and regarding signatures, and then recommend that you obtain all the utility signatures prior to submitting code enforcement comments for contextual standards and transportation for comments regarding access and road requirements. Other than that, planning really didn't have anything to add.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. BSR?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar again. Just had another question regarding that existing entrance, because there's an existing entrance, then you're also proposing another entrance right next to it. And that's not going to meet our distancing requirement between entrances, or it's going to be an ADA issue. So I would suggest that we would take all the accesses off of the proposed access easement instead of, and just have one common driveway for everybody.
Thank you.
And then just a note that the MRGCD request to sign off on your plat.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any questions you have, Mr. Archuleta, on that one?
Madam Chair, no, none at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's keep going. Yes. Item 18. PR 2019-3030 sketch plat 2019-24 for Guadalupe Plaza NM LLC at 6211 4th Street Northwest. Go ahead, Mr. Archuleta, and introduce this, I guess a sketch plat is kind of a question. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a request for a 1-4 lot subdivision. There's an existing shopping center on the property known as Guadalupe Plaza. This particular application, again, should be somewhat familiar to the board. There was a sketch plat that was presented. It's going to be a year. And we're here for some updated comments related to this application. So, we're here for comments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And let's see, anyone here to speak on this application, please speak up now. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Derek. Chris Gennon with Water Authority. Since the plat will, proposed plat will create 3 separate tracks, each with its own structure. Each proposed track shall have a separate account, as well as separate private water and sewer services. These new service connections may be accomplished by tapping permit. This is required prior to plat approval. Shared service between multiple properties is prohibited. So private water and or sewer service easements may be required for the new services to cross properties in order to access the existing public water line and or public sewer. These easements may be required within properties outside of the platted area. So keep in mind that those easements shall be recorded prior to approval of this plat to ensure these proposed properties are not landlocked for public water line, public sanitary sewer. If you can please provide an exhibit of the plat being served or will be served. And lastly, there was an existing public water line on site that may be accessible to your proposed track Y1, Y2, Y3. However, the only suitable sanitary sewer line for connection is along the west side of either the hardwood lateral, which may be difficult to get to with regard to grades and elevations, or along the east side of 4th Street. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Your project was reviewed and there's no objections or comments at this time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation. We don't have additional comments. There's just a little clarification on the last ones, but other than that, we're all set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. The plat's going to need the private drainage easement note for the private drainage easement on track Y4 and on track Y3. Please note that these ponds take drainage from other tracks within the overall site, and we did send you a copy of the easement note.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. So some of my comments are the same as last time. Generally, not lot lines cannot be proposed through parking spaces. Is there any way to reconfigure this? Based on sidewalk information provided, a minimum 5-foot sidewalk is required along Guadalupe Road. Show the existing sidewalk width and update the required width of sidewalks according to roadway classification along the entire frontage of the site. Right-of-way is required to include a larger curb at the corner of 4th and Guadalupe to make sure that all public infrastructure was in the right-of-way, as well as to take care of any site distance issues at that corner since it's still a little bit tight. A shared parking access agreement is needed to include the newly subdivided lots. This language can be updated on the plat itself, and does the current configuration allow for sufficient number of parking spaces? If future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to building permit. And based on any future development, a traffic study may be needed.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Biazar.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. So I noticed that you're proposing lot lines where the building is. We need to confirm that a 2-hour wall or firewall is not required for these buildings.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go to planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So for some reason, when this came in as a sketch plat a year ago, it was assigned a number that already had been assigned to another property. And so we will get you the correct number as soon as possible. We had some technical issues going on yesterday. So again, all the standard plat comments, and then I think everything else, you confirm that all building setbacks are met, and then also obviously what Shahab just said about if there's not a setback, then you will need that fire-rated wall, and then each lot does have to meet its own parking requirements, again, going back to Jean's comments. And I don't believe there are any additional overlays or anything like that as far as future development. So I think that's it.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Chair Wolfley. Once again, the MRGCD wants to autograph your plat. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on to item 19, PR 2021-5079, sketch plat 2021-26. For Reed Family RVT at 3335 Hyder Southeast. And Mr. Archuleta, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request for a lot consolidation. We're going from 1 to 4 lots to reflect the existing development, one house on all 4 properties. So we're here for comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public to speak on this item? please speak up now. I don't see anyone. Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Derek. Chris Bannon with the Water Authority. There's no objection. The property currently has an existing account.
Okay, thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. There's no objections at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No comments.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I'd like to ask for a little clarification, Mr. Archuleta. You had said that it's going from one lot to four, or is it four lots to one?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. My apologies. The reverse. What I didn't say, I guess.
Four lots so you're going from one. Four lots to one.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Then my comments are the same. So, in that case, Hydrology has no objection. An approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit. Any of the following conditions are met: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed structure, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Thank you.
Mr. Archuleta, this is Chair Wolfley. Mr. Armijo reminded me that I wanted to ask, your client's intention with doing this is to...
Madam Chair, this is Derek. They're interested in refinancing the house. Requirements need to have the house on one legal lot of record for this purpose. So that's the premise behind it.
Okay, thank you. Now let's go to transportation.
This is Jean Wiffenbarger with transportation. Non-ADA compliant driveways shall be revised to be compliant. Sidewalk that is cracked should be replaced. Minimum required sidewalk width is 5 feet along the frontage. Also provide a copy of the encroachment agreement identified on the sketch plat. Does this also include the fence in back? Encroachment agreement should include all encroachments within the easement.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so once again on that sidewalk, Ms. Wolfenbarger, are you saying that it could qualify for your review for justification as a waiver, an administrative waiver?
If the applicant wishes to do that, yes, but because there's some issues with a little bit of cracked sidewalks and non-ADA compliant driveways, mainly because there's curb between the sidewalk and the driveway, I also need to have that looked at as well. So there, it looks like there's some infrastructure requirements there, but if the applicant does wish to justify maintaining the existing sidewalk widths, I'd be willing to look at that.
Okay. Any questions on that, Mr. Archuleta?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. None at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Planning?
So this is Maggie Gould. So again, all the standard comments, and we had a question about contextual standards, but code enforcement has no comments, so we're all good there. Not much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I think that's it.
Yes, thank you everyone.
All right, thanks for spending your day with us.
Absolutely.
Okay.